Well, Charlotte, nice to be back at Olympia. Just explain what you've been doing here this year.
So this year I'm here at Olympia actually not competing, and I was quite upset not to be competing and taking part, and then I got asked to do a demonstration and I thought absolutely, I love riding here every year, I thought what a great opportunity to bring two of my up and coming Grand Prix horses out and give them the experience of being in such a big arena, which, you know, we don't get to do very often.
And the horse you had here tonight, lovely, exciting prospect.
Oh, I'm so excited about her. She's very, very special. Mount St John Freestyle. She's a horse I've been riding for 4 years now. I had her when she was 5 years old. She's now 8, and she's just come on beyond belief. She's got a heart of gold, and I have to say, she gives me glimpses of Vallegro in the arena. She is incredibly brave when she goes in, not afraid of anything, and loves performing, and for me that's such a spectacular feeling.
Even something like this, when you're in a non-competitive environment, is there still that buzz when you've got, well, a huge crowd in? Is it really good education process?
Absolutely. I mean, for me, it's still, you know, I still feel I have to go out there to perform, you know, although it's still a demonstration, I still want to go out there and I still want to do a good job. And, you know, I have never put her in an atmosphere or an environment like that before, so I wasn't really sure, you know, how she was going to be. But I have to say, she felt absolutely incredible. You know, moments of riding where you feel a little bit emotional because she has the talent that she just gives and gives and gives.
Talking of emotional, does it feel like 12 months ago that we were saying goodbye to Vallegro in a competitive sense?
I know, time flies very quickly, and you know, obviously coming here last year to do his retirement, you know, it's still great to come back here. It's still so many incredible memories, you know, having those world records here, you know, what I've achieved at this show. It always gives me the most incredible feeling to be back.
How is Blueberry?
Blueberry's fantastic. He's at home. I actually jumped him on Friday. So, I mean, he's having the time of his life. We're hacking. We're going around the fields. And, you know, he's just enjoying life now. And he can eat what he wants. Lucky him.
Lucky him. But can you eat what you want? Because
no.
you've got competition time there for 2018. What does 2018 hold for you?
So, you know, next year is really exciting. I'm going to aim Mount St John Freestyle for the Grand Prix for the World Equestrian Games. That's my hopes. I mean, you know, she'll only be 9, which is still very young. So we just have to see how it goes. But that's my goal. And then I have some other up-and-coming horses and Delicato, which, you know, obviously hoping Carl's going to get on and ride and be another team member.
Well, lovely to see you again, and the crowd really enjoyed seeing you give a wonderful masterclass for the horse, and I'm sure is going to give you a lot of fun over the years to come.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you.